put the thing.
Alleluia.
We are at the last meeting. That doesn't mean the meeting will stop after I go.
It
will continue. Jesus will always be there. Servants of God will come and go. There's only one person who promised us, I will never leave you nor forsake you, I will be with you till the very end. Amen. Before I start the word for tonight, I see a lot of young people. They are smart and they have smartphones. So I know from your phones that some of you log into the internet. Okay. So all the messages which God has given us, you will see, that's why this is there. It's recorded and uploaded on our website for years and years. It is available free. You can listen. Hundreds and hours of teaching. In English and English with Telugu translation. So you will hear Pastor Naveen translating in many, many, many meetings. Okay, so those who have access, I would always tell young people, keep listening, keep learning. Our church is Hyderabad church's name is Grace Tabernacle. So it is www. Grace Tabernacle HYD for Hyderabad.
Hyderabad.org.
You open that. Father, we just come to you once again tonight. We are your children. You are our Father. We know you love us. We have no doubts in our heart. When we look at the cross, we know you love us. And also when we look at the cross, we also know nobody has ever loved us the way you love us. So Father, we prayed you will speak to us once again. Speak to us, Lord. We need to hear from you today and every day of our life. Touch our ears that we might hear, Lord. Speak, Father. We just surrender ourselves into thy hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we've been hearing about faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's why we keep preaching the word of God. Believing, trusting, faith will keep rising. We'll turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. In English it is verse 6 and 7.
English lo 6 7 vachanalu. Modati Peter rasna patrika
verse 6 and 7.
6 mariyu 7 vachanalu.
Indu valana meeru mikkire aanandinchunnaru gaani
అవసరము బట్టి నానా విధములైన శోధన చేత ప్రస్తుతమన్న కొంచెం కాలం మీకు దుఃఖం కలుగుతుంది.
లిసన్ కేర్ఫుల్లీ ఓకే.
నశించిపోవు సువర్ణము అగ్ని పరీక్ష వలన శుద్ధపరచబడుతున్నది కదా, దానికంటే అమూల్యమైన మీ విశ్వాసము ఈ శోధన చేత పరీక్షకు నిలిచిందై యేసు క్రీస్తు ప్రత్యక్షమైనప్పుడు మీకు మెప్పును మహిమయు ఘనతయు కలుగుటకు కారణమగును.
ఆమేన్. Scripture says our faith in God's eyes is more precious than gold.
మన దేవుని యందలి ఉన్న మన విశ్వాసము బంగారము కంటే ఎంతో విలువైనది అని లేఖనం అంటుంది.
Gold is made pure through fire.
బంగారము అగ్ని చేత అది మెలిమి బంగారముగా మార్చబడుతుంది.
రియల్ గోల్డ్
నిజమైన బంగారము.
లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఫేక్ గోల్డ్ ఇస్ హియర్.
ఇక్కడ చాలా అబద్ధపు బంగారం ఉంటుంది.
ఇట్ వాంట్ సర్వైవ్ ఫైర్. It will melt and go. But real gold has come through fire. And all impurities is gone. In the same way, God says our faith is more precious than gold. So God's children are put through fiery trials. So that we will know that our faith is real and pure.
ఎందుకు అంటే ఇదిగో మన విశ్వాసము పవిత్రమైనది నిజమైనది గ్రహించుకో.
When trouble comes in your life,
నీ జీవితంలో శ్రమ వచ్చినప్పుడు,
and you fall apart,
నీవు అక్కడ పడిపోయినప్పుడు,
you don't pray anymore,
నీవు ప్రార్థన చేయలేవు,
you don't sing anymore,
నీవు పాట పాడవు,
you don't come to church anymore,
నీవు సంఘానికి రావు, నీవు,
you know why?
Because
your faith was not real. It was tested. And it failed. That's why God says, I will test your faith. Because nobody will buy gold unless it is pure.
ఎవరు కూడా బంగారు నిజమైన బంగారం ఉంటే అది ఎవరు కూడా కొనరు.
వి ఆర్ వెరీ కేర్ఫుల్ వెన్ వి బై గోల్డ్.
బంగారాన్ని కొడుతున్నప్పుడు ఎంతో జాగ్రత్తగా మనం చూస్తాము.
వి విల్ టేక్ ఎ లాంగ్ టైమ్ ఇన్ ది గోల్డ్ షాప్ టు బై వన్ రింగ్.
ఒక రింగ్ కొనడానికి ఆ షాప్ లో కొన్ని గంటల సమయాన్ని మనం చూపిస్తాం.
బికాస్ వి ఆర్ గివింగ్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ మనీ ఫర్ ఎ స్మాల్ థింగ్ బట్ వి నో ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ప్యూర్ సో వి టేక్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్.
చూడండి, ఒక చిన్న విషయానికే మనం ఎంతో వెలను చలిస్తున్నాము. కారణము అది బాగుండాలి, చాలా మంచి.
But God says,
ప్రభుత్వనాడు,
gold is not precious.
ఇదిగో బంగారము పవిత్రమైనది కాదు.
In heaven,
పరలోకములో,
people walk on gold.
ఇదిగో బంగారపు వీధులలో ప్రజలు నడుచుకుంటారు.
Roads are made of gold.
ఆ వీధులన్నీ కూడా బంగారం చేత కట్టబడతాయి.
God says, on earth,
ప్రభుత్వనాడు,
remember,
నాకుముచ్చుకోండి,
faith is what is precious.
విశ్వాసము అమూల్యమైనది.
And precious things have to be tested.
ఆ అమూల్యమైనది విలువైనది పరీక్షించబడుతుంది.
On earth,
ఈ భూలోకంలో,
for believers,
విశ్వాసుల కొరకు,
most precious thing is faith.
ఇదిగో అన్నిటికంటే విలువైనది ఏంటిది అంటే విశ్వాసమే.
Why?
ఎందుకు?
Ephesians chapter 1,
ఎఫెసీయుల గ్రంథ పత్రిక మొదటి అధ్యాయము
and verse 8. Chapter 2, verse 8. విశ్వాసం ద్వారా
రక్షింపబడి ఉన్నారు.
హౌ డిడ్ వి గెట్ సేవ్డ్?
మనం ఎలా రక్షించబడ్డాము?
బై గ్రేస్,
కృప ద్వారా.
But through faith.
అని ఎలా? విశ్వాసం ద్వారా.
విశ్వాసం ద్వారా.
విశ్వాసం ద్వారా.
Grace is from God.
చూడండి, కృప దేవుని యొక్క నుంచి అందించబడింది.
God's throne room now is called the throne room of grace.
ఇదిగో దేవుని యొక్క ఆ సింహాసన స్థలము.
The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Grace.
పరిశుద్ధాత్మ దేవుడు కృపకు మూలమైన ఆత్మని.
Grace is the power of God.
ఇదిగో కృప దేవుని యొక్క శక్తి.
There is no problem with grace.
కృపతో ఏ సమస్య లేదు.
There is no problem with God.
ఇదిగో దేవునితో ఏ సమస్య.
There is no problem with God's power.
దేవుని శక్తితో ఏ సందేహం.
God never changes.
దేవుడు ఎప్పుడు మారడు.
He is the same yesterday, today and forever.
ఆయన నిన్న నేడు నిరంతరం ఒకే రీతిలో ఉన్నాడు.
He will never lie to us.
మనతో ఆయన ఎప్పుడు అబద్ధం ఆడడు.
He will never deceive us. So there is no problem with God. The problem is with me. Grace of God through faith. Faith is on our side. I never has to test grace.
ఇదిగో కృప, కృపను ఎప్పుడైనా పరీక్షించబడదు.
I have to test my faith.
ఇదిగో నేను పరీక్షించేది ఏంటంటే నా విశ్వాసం.
That's why faith is the thing that has to be tested.
అందుకొరకే విశ్వాసం అనేది పరీక్షించవలసిన విషయం.
So God will test our faith.
కనుక దేవుడు మన విశ్వాసాన్ని పరీక్షిస్తాడు.
So that we will know that our faith is real.
కారణము ఎందుకంటే నా విశ్వాసము అది నిజమైనది, యథార్థమైనది.
If you want more from God and God to use you more, small faith is not enough. Our faith has to grow. If you remember the old torch we used to have, if you open the torch, the wire is very thin. Two batteries, one small bulb, thin wire. You press, current goes, bulb burns. Then you have this. But if you need this, the wire is thicker. Why? Because the current that is going is more powerful. But if you go outside, the power line going is thicker. Why? Because the power that's going is more powerful. You go to the railway station. There is that power line. And it is written. Don't touch. Power is extremely high. Do you see? More power.
గొప్ప శక్తి.
ద వైర్ బికమ్స్ థిక్కర్ అండ్ థిక్కర్.
ఆ వైర్ అనేది ఇంకా లావ్ అయిపోతూ ఉంటుంది.
ద మోర్ పవర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ యు వాంట్ ఇన్ యువర్ లైఫ్.
నీ జీవితంలో దేవునికి అధిక శక్తి కావాలా?
యువర్ ఫెయిత్ హ్యాస్ టు గ్రో.
ఇదిగో నీ విశ్వాసము ఎదుగుతూ ఉండాలా?
అదర్వైజ్ ఇఫ్ దట్ పవర్ కమ్స్ వీ విల్ గెట్ బర్న్డ్ ఆఫ్.
లేని ఎడల ఆ శక్తి వచ్చింది అనుకోండి, ఆ శక్తిని బట్టి మనం కాలిపోతాము.
గాడ్ వాంట్స్ టు డూ థింగ్స్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్.
దేవుడు మన జీవితంలో కార్యం
అండ్ గాడ్ వాంట్స్ హిస్ పీపుల్ టు డూ థింగ్స్ ఇన్ హిస్ నేమ్.
ఇదిగో ఆయన నామమున ప్రజలు
there is only one way, by faith alone. So we have to grow in our faith. Faith comes from
hearing,
and hearing from the there is no other way. Faith doesn't come from singing, but you can sing by faith. Faith doesn't come from prayer, but you can pray in faith. There is only one way scripture says faith will come. It is by hearing the word of God. Devil knows that. Devil knows that. That is why when people start reading their Bible, they fall asleep. Because he knows if you read and you hear and you believe, your life will change. That is why when you come to church and when the message begins, you go.
అందుకోసమే మీరు సంఘానికి వచ్చినప్పుడు వర్తమానం అందిస్తున్న సమయం ఏమొస్తుంది? కురుగు పాట వస్తుంది.
బికాస్ ద డెవిల్ నోస్.
ఎందుకు? అపవాది తెలుసు.
ద పవర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్స్ వర్డ్.
దేవుని వాక్యంలో ఉన్న శక్తి.
ఇన్ ది ఓల్డ్ టెస్టమెంట్ దేర్ ఆర్ 39 బుక్స్.
39 పుస్తకాలు.
న్యూ టెస్టమెంట్ 27 బుక్స్.
27 పుస్తకాలు.
వన్ ఆఫ్ ద బుక్స్ విచ్ నోబడి రీడ్స్.
ఒక పుస్తకము ఎవరు కూడా చదవరు.
ఇన్ డ్యూట్రానమీ.
అదేంటిది దివ్య ఉపదేశం కాదు.
డూ యూ రీడ్ డ్యూట్రానమీ?
దివ్య ఉపదేశం కానీ చదువుతామా?
But the power of God's word. The devil came and tested Jesus. He said, if you are. You know what Jesus said? It is written. It is written. He went to the book of Deuteronomy. Took one line. It is written. Devil was defeated. Second temptation. Again to the book of Deuteronomy. It is written. Devil was defeated. You see the power of God's word? You can defeat the devil only with the word of God. Devil knows God's word. Third temptation. Devil said, it is written. అపవాది నోస్ గాడ్స్ వర్డ్.
అపవాదికి దేవుని వాక్యం తెలుసు.
ఇఫ్ వి డోంట్ నో గాడ్స్ వర్డ్ వాట్ విల్ వి డూ?
చూడండి, మనకు దేవుని వాక్యం తెలియకపోతే మనం ఏం చేస్తాము?
అపవాది ఇస్ టెల్లింగ్ జీసస్.
అపవాది యేసయ్య అంటుంది,
ఇట్ ఇస్ రిటన్.
ఇది వ్రాయబడింది.
జీసస్ సేస్,
యేసయ్య అన్నాడు,
ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో రిటన్.
ఇది మరలా రాయబడింది అన్నాడు.
When people hear the devil quoting scripture, they will say, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is the devil sometimes.
చూడండి, అపవాది ఎప్పుడైతే లేఖనాలను చూపిస్తున్న సమయంలో హల్లెలూయా హల్లెలూయా అంటే కొన్నిసార్లు అపవాది మాట్లాడుతుంది.
Because we don't know God's word.
ఎందుకు? మనకు దేవుని వాక్యం తెలియదు కనుక.
Only way you can defeat the devil.
అపవాదిని ఓడించేది ఒకటే మార్గము.
By the word of God.
దేవుని వాక్యం ద్వారా.
By knowing the word of God.
దేవుని వాక్యం తెలుసుకోవడం ద్వారా.
So we need to know God's word.
కనుక దేవుని వాక్యం మనం ఎరిగి ఉండాలి.
Because faith will arise.
ఇప్పుడు అప్పుడు మన విశ్వాసం.
When problems come,
మన సమస్య వచ్చినప్పుడు,
టెంప్టేషన్ కమ్స్,
శోధనలు వచ్చినప్పుడు,
విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సే,
ఇదిగో మనం చెప్పగలుగుతాము,
ఇట్ ఈస్ రిటన్,
ఇది వ్రాయబడింది,
అండ్ ఐ యామ్ గోయింగ్ టు స్టాండ్ ఆన్ గాడ్స్ వర్డ్,
దేవుని వాక్యంపై నిలబడుతున్నాను.
వై?
ఎందుకు?
బికాజ్ హి హస్ సెడ్,
ఇదిగో ఆయన సెలవిచ్చాడు,
హెవెన్ అండ్ ఎర్త్ విల్ పాస్ అవే,
ఇదిగో భూమి ఆకాశము గతించును,
బట్ నాట్ అ డాట్ ఫ్రమ్ మై వర్డ్,
నా వాక్యము నుంచి ఒక పొల్లు అయినా,
ఐ యామ్ గోయింగ్ టు స్టాండ్ ఆన్ యువర్ వర్డ్,
ఇదిగో ఆ వాక్యంపై నిలబడుతాను.
సో గాడ్ విల్ టెస్ట్ us,
కనుక దేవుడు మనల్ని పరీక్షిస్తాడు,
హి విల్ టెస్ట్ us.
ఆయన పరీక్షిస్తూనే ఉంటాడు.
Why God will allow you to be tested?
ఎందుకు నీవు పరీక్షించబడాలని దేవుడు కోరుతాడు?
You got saved.
ఇదిగో నీవు రక్షించబడ్డావు.
And you come to church.
నీవు సంఘానికి వచ్చి.
And you start worshiping.
నీవు దేవుని ఆరాధిస్తా ఉన్నావు.
And you go home.
నీవు ఇంటికి వెళ్ళినప్పుడు.
Your husband is standing like this.
ఇదిగో నీ భర్త ఈ విధంగా నిల్చుంటాడు.
Hey, where were you?
ఎక్కడ ఉన్నావు?
I'm saying it because most people are here are women, only few men. That means your husbands are not here.
ఎందుకు అంటే స్త్రీలు ఎక్కువ శాతం ఉన్నారు, పురుషులు కొద్ది మంది ఉన్నారు, కారణమే మీ భర్త ఇంట్లో ఉన్నారు కాబట్టి.
Lord, why did you allow it?
ప్రభు ఎందుకని మీ హస్బెండ్ ఇచ్చావు?
God says to test you.
పరీక్షించడానికి.
Test you.
పరీక్షించడానికి.
What does the word say?
దేవుని వాక్యం ఏమంటుంది?
Wives,
భార్యలారా,
submit your husband in all things.
మీరు అన్ని విషయంలో మీ భర్తలకు.
As unto the Lord. He's testing you whether you will react according to the word.
ఇదిగో దేవుని వాక్యము ద్వారా నీవు స్పందిస్తావా అని దేవుడు నిన్ను పరీక్షిస్తున్నాడు.
1 Peter chapter 3.
మొదటి పేతురు రాసిన పత్రిక 3వ అధ్యాయము.
Verse 1.
మొదటి వచనము.
Sisters read. This is for sisters, okay?
సోదరులారా జాగ్రత్తగా చదవండి.
Because everywhere I go, any part of India, any country I go, the sisters will come and say, Pastor Ayya, my husband doesn't believe, what should I do?
ఈ ప్రపంచంలో ఏ దేశానికి వెళ్ళినా ఎక్కడికి వెళ్ళినా గానీ సోదరులు వచ్చి అంటారు, అయ్యా మా భర్తలు ఈ మాట వినింది అని చేస్తున్నారు.
And I tell them 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 1.
నేను వారితో అంటాను మొదటి పేతురు రాసిన పత్రిక 3వ అధ్యాయము.
First chapter 3 verse 1.
3వ అధ్యాయము మొదటి వచనము.
What does it say?
అతిబలే స్త్రీలారా,
స్త్రీలారా
మీరు మీ స్వపురుషులకు లోబడి ఉండి అందువలన వారిలో ఎవరైనా వాక్యమునకు అవిధేయులైతే వారు భయముతో కూడిన మీ పవిత్ర ప్రవర్తన చూచి వాక్యము లేకుండానే తమ భార్యల నడవడి వలన రాబట్టబడవచ్చును.
Your husband doesn't believe.
దేవుని భర్త విశ్వసించడు.
But when they see your Christ like behavior.
కానీ మీ ప్రవర్తన క్రీస్తు వారి ప్రవర్తన చూసినప్పుడు.
Without a word.
వాక్యము లేకుండానే.
He will be won over.
ఇదిగో అతనిని మనం జయించగలం.
This is God's word.
ఇది దేవుని వాక్యము.
Faith comes from hearing.
This will be తోలన విశ్వాసము కలుగు.
Hearing from the word of God.
అది దేవుని మాటను గుర్చున.
So this is God's word.
కనుక ఇది దేవుని వాక్యము.
Now tonight you heard.
అయితే ఈ రాత్రి నీవు విన్నావు.
Now it is up to you whether you believe or not.
ఇదిగో నీవు నమ్ముతావా నమ్మవా అని నీ పైన ఉంటుంది.
You go home and fight with him.
నీవు ఇంటికి వెళ్లి తనతో పోరాటం చేస్తే
nothing will change.
ఏది కూడా మారదు.
God will not move.
దేవుడు కదల్చబడడు.
Because he said it is written.
ఎందుకంటే ప్రభువు అన్నాడు ఇదిగో ఇది వ్రాయబడినది.
It's written.
ఇది వ్రాయబడినది.
Faith comes from hearing.
విశ్వాసం వినడం వలన వచ్చును.
Hearing from the word of God.
దేవుని మాటను గుర్చున కలుగును.
If you try to do something outside the word and tell అయ్యో యేసయ్యా help me, he won't help you.
ఇదిగో వాక్యమునకు భిన్నంగా నీవు ఏదైనా చేసి ప్రభువా నాకు సహాయం చేయంటే ప్రభు సహాయం చేయడు.
Because God watches over his word to perform it.
ఎందుకంటే దేవుడు కనిపెట్టాడు తన వాక్కును నెరవేర్చుటకు.
Remember.
కనుక జ్ఞాపకం.
We all need the power of God in our lives.
మనందరికీ కూడా దేవుని యొక్క శక్తి మన జీవితాలలో కావాలి.
For that we need faith.
అయితే దానికి కావాల్సిందంటే విశ్వాసం.
God wants everybody to do certain things in his name.
ఇదిగో ఆయన నామమున ప్రతి ఒక్కరు కూడా ఏదో కొన్ని కార్యాలు చేయాలని ప్రభు కోరుతున్నాడు.
For that also we need faith.
దానికి కూడా మనకు విశ్వాసం కావాలి.
To receive,
పొందుకోవడానికి
అండ్ టు గివ్
అంతేకాదు ఇవ్వడానికి
బోత్ వి నీడ్ ఫెయిత్
రెండింటి కూడా విశ్వాసం కావాలి
అండ్ ఇన్ ద మిడిల్ ఆఫ్ బోత్ ఇస్ వన్ వర్డ్ కాల్డ్ వి హావ్ టు ఒబే
అయితే ఆ రెండింటి మధ్యలో ఒక మాట ఉంటుంది ఏంటంటే మనం విధేయులుగా ఉండాలి
వి హియర్
మనం విచ్చము
వి ఒబే
మనం
అండ్ అవర్ మిరకల్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ది ఒబీడియన్స్
ఇదిగో మన అద్భుతం ఎక్కడ దాగి ఉంటుందంటే విధేయతలో దాగి
వి సా యెస్టర్డే
నిన్న రోజు మనం చూసాము
వి సా టుడే
మనం ఈ రోజు చూసాము
జీసస్ గోస్ టు కానా
యేసయ్య కానా వీధి
దేర్ ఇస్ నో వైన్
అక్కడ ద్రాక్షరసం లేదు
ఇట్స్ ఎ హ్యూజ్ ప్రాబ్లం
అక్కడ ఇంత గొప్ప సమస్య
బికాజ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎ వెడ్డింగ్
ఎందుకంటే వివాహ వేడుక కాబట్టి
దెన్ మేరీ టెల్స్ ద సర్వెంట్స్
మరియ చూసా సేవకుడు అంటుంది
వాట్ ఎవర్ హి టెల్స్ యు
Do it.
Sometimes when God tells you something,
it
doesn't make any
sense.
It doesn't have to make
sense.
We do it because God said
it.
And we believe God.
దేవుని మనం నమ్ముతాం
వి ట్రస్ట్ గాడ్
ఇదిగో దేవుని నమ్ము
గాడ్ నోస్
దేవుని తెలుసు
ఐ డోంట్ హావ్ టు నో
నాకు తెలుసుకోవాలి
దేర్ఫోర్ వి ఒబే
కనుక నేను లోబడతాను
సీ వెన్ ఐ వాస్ స్మాల్
ఇదిగో నేను చిన్న వచ్చిన
లాంగ్ టైం బ్యాక్
కొన్ని సంవత్సరాలు
మెనీ ఇయర్స్ అగో
కొన్ని సంవత్సరాలు
ఐ వాస్ వెరీ స్మాల్
నేను ఎంతో చాలా చిన్న వాడిని
మై ఫాదర్ యూస్ టు టెల్ మీ
నా తండ్రి నాతో చెప్పాడు
మదర్ యూస్ టు టెల్ మీ
మా తల్లి చెప్పింది
గో బ్రష్ యువర్ టీత్
వెరీ ది పండుని బ్రష్ చేసుకో
దే డిడ్ టేక్ మీ టు ద డెంటిస్ట్ టు ఎక్స్‌ప్లెయిన్ వై యు షుడ్ బ్రష్ యువర్ టీత్
ఇదిగో పండ్ల ఒక వైద్యుల దగ్గర తీసుకొని నాకు వివరించలే బ్రష్ అప్ చేసుకోవాలని వారు చెప్పలేదు నాకు
ఐ డిడ్ ఇట్
నేను చేస్తాను నేను
బికాజ్ మై ఫాదర్ టోల్డ్ మీ
నా తండ్రి చెప్పాడు కనుక నేను చేస్తాను
దట్స్ ఆల్
అంతే
లేటర్ వెన్ ఐ గ్రూ అప్
తర్వాత నేను పెరిగిన తర్వాత
అండర్స్టూడ్ వై హీ టోల్డ్ మీ
అప్పుడు నేను అర్థం చేసుకున్నా వారు ఎందుకు చెప్పారు అప్పుడు అర్థమైంది
వి అండర్స్టాండ్ దాట్ ఇన్ లైఫ్
చూడండి జీవితంలో ఆ విధంగా మనం అర్థం చేసుకుంటాం
టేక్ గాడ్ దాట్ వే
దేవుని కూడా ఆ విధంగానే మీకు
చూసి గాడ్ He's our father. He's perfect. He will never lie to us. He will never deceive us. He will never tell us to do something which will actually harm us. That's the reason. When we look at the cross and see his love for us, we can obey. We don't have to understand. We don't have to understand. Even if you don't understand, we can still obey him. The obedience that comes from faith. That's the main thing. We obey him because we love him. We love him. We obey him. The Bible says so. Jesus goes back to Cana. And a rich man comes. He's a ruler. His son is ill. He comes from his town and he falls at Jesus' feet. Lord have mercy. My son is dying. Please come to my house. Please come to my house. Please come to my house. Jesus looks at you. You know what Jesus says? Go.
నీ
వెళ్ళు నీవు
సన్ ఇస్ హీల్ నీ కుమారుడు స్వస్థపరచబడ్డాడు
వాట్ డిడ్
జీసస్ సే ఏమన్నాడు గో నీ వెళ్ళు నీవు
సన్ ఇస్ హీల్ నీ
కుమారుడు స్వస్థపరచబడ్డాడు విల్ బి గో మనం వెళ్తామా వెళ్ళం
మనం హీల్ సే అయ్యా నో కమ్ టు మై హౌస్
అయ్యా దయచేసి నా ఇంటికి రా అని పట్టుకుంటావు
ఊబర్ ఓలా కార్ ఇస్ హియర్
ఇదిగో ఊబర్ కార్ ఉంది ఓలా కార్
ప్లీజ్ కమ్ టు మై హౌస్
దయచేసి నా ఇంటికి రా
లే యువర్ హ్యాండ్స్ అపాన్ హిమ్
నీ చేతులు నా కోపం
అండ్ ప్రే
ప్రార్థన చేయి
అండ్ వి బిలీవ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఫెయిత్
ఇదిగో మనం అనుకుంటాం అది విశ్వాసం అని
God says it is not faith, it is unbelief.
Because
what did I say? Go. The son is
healed.
The father has to do two things. He can do two things. Stand there and plead with Jesus. Or go believing what you said. You know what scripture says? That man believed. And he went back home. And while he's going home, servants are coming from his home. And they tell him, sir, your son is healed. And he asked him, what time did he get healed? They said, this time. And he looks at the time. That's the time when Jesus said, go, your son is healed. You know where his son's healing is lying? If the father will believe what Jesus said. It's a very simple thing. I believe. And I'm going. It's very simple. But sometimes we find it very difficult to believe simple things. And people say, no, come. Come to my house. I've booked a car. Lay your hands upon me. Well, it is very simple. Things that God tells. In Psalm 107 verse 20, scripture says, I sent forth my word and healed you of your disease. How we have to take God's word, what he says, and say, I believe. Then he goes to Bethsaida. We looked at it a little yesterday. There is a pool. All are sick. Once a year, one angel comes, stirs the water. The first one who gets in, gets healed. Everybody is sitting there. Nobody knows when the angel will come. When it will come and shake. People have been lying there for years. Then Jesus comes. Nobody knows it is Jesus. They don't know it is Jesus. He asks questions. You must ask, how long have you been here? 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 One man says 38 years. How many years?
38.
Crippled. Lying there for 38 years. Jesus asked a very strange question. Do you want to get well? Very strange, right? If you have been ill for 38 years, you want to get well, right? Everybody doesn't want to get well. That's the truth. God knows. He says, do you want to get well? Man makes many excuses. Jesus asks, do you want to get well? He says, if you want to get well, you have to do two things. Get up. What does he say? Get up. Pick your mat. No, that mat, no?
Okay.
And go. Just think. Okay. Relax. Okay. What did he tell him? Get up. Pick up your mat and walk. Let me ask you. This man hasn't walked for 38 years. He's never walked. He's been probably carried every day and taken home every day. Now he has to get up. He has to believe. Put his hands down. Try to get up. Second thing, your little mat on which you have been sitting for years, God said, take it up and go. You know why? Why did Jesus tell him that? I will tell you the reality of life. 38 years he has been sitting like that. And then suddenly he gets up. And he goes home. Everybody is happy. 1 week. 2 weeks. And after that they say, You are going to sit here and eat like this?
Go
do some work.
He will
say, I don't know what to do. I have never done anything for 38 years. The only thing I did for 38 years is beg. So what will you do?
He
will quietly go back there. And he will put the mat there. And he will sit there. And he will say, Aya. That's what people do. That's what people do. God doesn't want us to be living dependent upon others. God wants us to be dependent only upon Himself. But many people don't want to really get healed. They don't want to get really well. Because if you are really well, you will be responsible for your own life. When he asked, do you want to get well? What did he say? Oh, somebody always gets in before me. So it is not my mistake. It's somebody else's mistake. That's how we all say. God asked Adam, do you eat of the fruit? What did he say? The wife? You gave. Not my mistake. She. He asked Eve. Did you eat? What did she say? The serpent. That's our problem. That's why we never get well. What's the problem in your family? My husband. What's your problem in your family? Oh, my wife. What's your problem in your family? Oh, my children. God is looking for one person who will say, I am the problem. He says, you can be free. He's looking for somebody who will say, Lord, I take responsibility for my life. King Saul, why did you kill all the animals? I told you to kill. Why didn't you kill? Oh, because the people. Are you the king or are they the king? You look through the Bible. Everyone who made excuses never could be set free. You want to be set free? I am the reason for my life. If you ask children, why haven't you done well in life? Oh, because I am from a village. Does God say that if you are from the village, you will not do well? That's why his own son was born in a village. Oh, why didn't you do well? Because I didn't go to English medium school. It's nothing like that in the Bible. God says, if you believe, there is nothing impossible with him or her who believes. If you believe, that's all God looks. If you believe, there's nothing impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with him or her who believes. First step of belief is, I am responsible for my life. I take responsibility, Lord. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. I will obey you. All the mighty men of God became mighty because they believed and obeyed God. God never changes. Still the same. Yesterday, today, forever. Whether you're old or young or a child, God is the same. If you believe, if you obey, God will set you free. and he will take you to the next level. That's why we have to hear. We have to hear. Jesus says, pick up your mat and walk. And he got up, picked up his mat, and he walked. Many people asked him, why are you picking up your mat? Today is Sabbath. He said, I don't know. The man who healed me told me, pick up my mat and go. The one who healed us, the one who saved us, listen to what he says, not to what man says. He didn't know who Jesus was, the one who healed him. There are many people in crusades who get healed, they don't know it is Jesus who healed them. They take their healing and they go back. They never find God. You know what scripture says? This man, when he got healed, he walked. He went to the temple. Where did he go? Went to the temple. And he was worshipping. And Jesus came there. Spoke to him. Don't sin again. Otherwise something worse will happen to you. To receive a healing is one thing. You hear the second word from Christ, you need to be found in the house of God. You may receive a healing tonight. But to hear Jesus speak to you, be here tomorrow morning. Don't take your healing and go home. You will one day die and go to the wrong place because you didn't come back to the house of God to hear from God a second time. Because God has something more to give us than a healing. Words that will lead to eternal life. Every situation you will see, God will tell us something to do. Something to do. People have been following Jesus the whole day. And it is a wilderness. By evening they are all tired. And they are all hungry. Jesus said, let's feed them. Disciples said, no food. No money. He says, what do you have? They said, one little boy is there. He has brought 5 loaves and 2 fish. Everybody knows that story? You want to eat? Only 5 loaves. 2 fish. Many people are like that. Today is 27. February is coming. You will have very little money. Bills are many. Money is very little. Demand is so much. Lord, what do I do? God says 2 things. He tells them those 2 things. Those 2 things are important. He said, give it to me. Give it to me. Then he says, sit down. Give it to me. Give me a problem to me. Sit down. First we won't give our problem to him. What we do? We give it to him in the morning. By afternoon we take it back. We don't give it to him. Second, if we give it to him, we won't sit down. We'll be walking up and down, up and down, up and down, up. We won't sit down. We won't be able to sleep. We'll be lying, who will pay my bill, who will pay my bill, who will pay my bill. Sitting down, it's a spiritual thing. I trust you and I am at rest. You are my father. I believe you. That's why he said you should be like little children to enter into the kingdom of God. All you mothers and fathers who have children, lift your hand. So many parents. Let me tell you this question. When you go back home in the evening, or tomorrow, or yesterday, did any time your child come and say, Daddy, will I get food today? They come and sit at the table, tang, 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 food is coming. Why? They don't worry. It is your problem. You may worry. They don't worry. God says, be like a child. Your father already knows what you need. What little you have in your hand, put it into his hands. Sit down. Learn to sit down. Learn to sit down. Stop worrying. Stop worrying. Worrying doesn't change anything. Worrying doesn't change anything. Jesus said, by worrying, you can't even change the color of one hair on your head. But rest. Two things he says. Give it to me. Sit down. One day Elijah went to a poor widow's house. Not only a vidava, peda vidava. And famine in the land. Famine, poor, widow. Remember. No food. When he reaches there, she is picking some sticks. And he tells her, give me some water. And when you are going for water, make me one roti. You know what she says? One handful of flour, atta, little oil, one roti, I and my son will eat and we'll die. Finished. We have nothing. What did Elijah say? You make a roti, give it to me. What will this mother do? Give it to me. If she believes, she will see the hand of God. She doesn't believe. What she said will be true. There are two voices here. This is how much I have. This is what I will do. I will give it to my son. I will also eat. And we will die. Because food is finished. Or the word of God through his servant. Make it. And give it to me. She can either obey her voice or God's voice. She obeyed God's voice. She made it and gave it to the prophet. The prophet took it. And he said, until the famine is over, you will have flour and oil in your house. We want famine to go in our lives. But we are not willing to trust God. Not willing to obey God. God says, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. Because God is our Father. God is our Father. Every time you go to God, God will tell you something. Lazarus is ill. Mary and Martha send word to Jesus, your friend Lazarus is ill. Jesus doesn't go. Jesus doesn't? When you are going through a problem, you know God loves you. And you know you love God. He doesn't answer your prayer. and you are upset. Then Lazarus is dead. Jesus still doesn't go. Now your situation is impossible. Still God doesn't answer it. What will you do? Disciples say, Lord, that is the man you loved is dead.
Jesus said he's sleeping.
For the glory of God.
4 days
later, he goes there. And Martha meets him.
And
she says, Lord, if you had come, my son would have been living. My brother. Jesus told something to Martha. If you believe, you will see. That's not how we live. If we see, I will believe. God says no. If you believe, you will see. How do we live in this world? I see. I hear. I taste. I touch. Therefore I believe. God says no. In the kingdom of God, you believe first. Then you will experience. Now God told, where is it?
I said, in
that tomb. Big stone. You want to have a miracle? He said, remove the stone. Remove the stone. They said, Lord, he's been dead for 4 days. It is smelling. Said, remove the stone. Do you want a miracle, Martha? Do you want a miracle, Mary? Move the stone. One thing they have to do. If you don't do that one thing, brother will lie there dead. Do you believe? If you believe, move the stone. One thing God will ask us to do. See, there are a lot of things in our life which is dead and stinking. We don't want anybody to see it. God says, do you want the life of God? The resurrection life of God? Move the stone. Afraid to move the stone. Because it stinks. All of us in our lives have things that stink. David had so much in his life that stank. He had taken another man's wife. He made her pregnant. Got him killed. Her husband killed. Then took her as his wife. To cover that pregnancy. Nobody knew. Very few people knew. But God knew. God came to David. You are that man. You are that man. Do you want a new life? You want a new life? Then remove the stone from your life. Let people see the stink. That's the only way new life will come. So we have Psalm 51. You don't have to turn. That Psalm 51 is written by David about his past life. Against you and alone I have sinned. I did all these things. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Don't take away the joy of my salvation. Did you remove the stone? Removed the stone. And God gave him new life. The child died. But God told David, I will give you another son. You shall name him Benaiah. Jediah. Because I will love him. He will sit on your throne. And he will build my temple. You know why? Because he took that stone off. God comes and tells us to do things. It's because he loves us. Because he wants to give us a new life. Not to harm us. But he can do things only his way. Because he's a righteous God. God says, the man who covers his sins will never prosper. But if he brings it to the light and puts it away, he will prosper. Martha said, he's been there for 4 days. And he says, he smells. He said, remove the stone. And when they removed the stone, Jesus spoke. Lazarus, come out. Come out. Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus came out. How did he come out? He came out fully clothed with dead man's clothes. Living man. Surrounded with dead clothes. What did Jesus say? Unbind him. That's what happens in the church. We were all dead in our sins. We were all dead. But one day the voice of God came into our life. Arise out of the dead. And then when we come to the church, when we hear the word of God, we are being unbound by the dead clothes that has held us all these years. We don't do that. We may be alive inside, but we are bound by dead man's clothes. Two things we have to do. Move that stone. And allow God's word to unbind us little by little by little until we are finally free. Resurrection life has come. But we have been bound. God has come to set us free. But that's what happens in the house of God. People are set free. Jesus said, the Spirit of God will lead you to the truth. You receive the truth. You believe the truth. You act on the truth. You will be set free. You will be set free. Whenever God speaks to us, he always asks us one thing to do. Only you know what it is. I know only for myself. Only for myself. And he will know only for himself. Master will know only for himself. He speaks to us individually. He knows us. We don't know. He knows us. It may be the same word. The Holy Spirit will touch each one differently. And saying, let that go. Let that go. Do this. Do this. When you obey. When you obey. Your miracle comes. Because without faith, I cannot receive anything from God. Cannot receive anything from God. Because faith says, I believe. I believe. One day Jesus and his disciples are walking. There is a man sitting there who is born blind. And they ask, why is he blind? Did he sin? Did his father sin? That's our question. Jesus said no. This is for the glory of God. Jesus takes little mud, spits on it, makes a paste, puts in his eye, then tells him, go to the pool of Siloam and wash.
అక్కడ నీవు కడుక్కొని పో.
What did he tell him?
ఆయన ఏమన్నాడు?
Go to the pool of Siloam.
ఇదిగో షిలోములో ఉన్న కొలిక్ దగ్గరికి వెళ్ళు.
And wash.
నీవు కడుక్కో అక్కడ.
If he wants his sight,
ఒకవేళ అతనికి దృష్టి కావాలంటే,
he has to obey Jesus.
అతడు యేసుక్రీస్తుకు లోబడాలి.
If somebody gives him a bottle of water and he washes his sight, won't come back.
ఇదిగో ఎవరైనా కానీ ఒక బాటిల్ లో నీళ్లు ఇచ్చి కడుక్కుంటే దృష్టి రాకపోతుండే.
Instead of pool of Siloam, he goes to the pool of Bethsaida, sight won't come back.
ఇదిగో షిలోము కొలిక్ బదులుగా బెత్సయిదా కొలిక్ దగ్గరికి వెళ్తే చూపు రాకపోతుండే.
Instead of Bethsaida, he goes to Jordan and washes sight, won't come back.
You
have to listen to what God tells each one carefully. The problem is poor people don't listen carefully. Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. Because they don't listen carefully, they will only hear go and wash. The one in the middle, they forgot. Why? Because when the word was going on, they were going like this. So they heard go, wash. In between they forgot. And they go wash. Nothing happens. And they will say, "Ayya, what is this? I obeyed, nothing happened." He will say, "You didn't hear carefully." What did I say? What did I say? Go wash in the pool of Siloam. That's why we have to hear carefully. Turn with me to the Gospel according to Luke. Gospel according to Luke. Chapter 2.
ఆయన తల్లిదండ్రులు ఆ సంగతి ఎరుగక ఆయన సమూహములో ఉన్నాడని తలంచి ఒక దిన ప్రయాణము సాగిపోయి తమ బంధువులలోనూ నిలవైన వారిలోనూ ఆయన వెలుగుచుండి. అతడు కనపడనందున ఆయనను వెతుకుచు యెరూషలేములకు తిరిగి వచ్చిరి. మూడు దినములైన తరువాత ఆయన దేవాలయములో బోధకుల మధ్య కూర్చుండి వారి మాటలను ఆలోచించుచు వారిని ప్రశ్నలు అడుగుచు ఉండగా.
You know, this is the first time which is written about Jesus.
యేసు క్రీస్తు గురించి మొట్టమొదటిసారిగా రాయబడిన మాట.
He's 12 years old.
12 samvatsarala vayasu kaligi unnadu.
12 years old.
12 samvatsaralu.
They had gone to the temple for a feast.
Idigo oka oka panduga koraku varu akkada alayaniki vellaru.
Big group like this.
Ee vidhangane pedda gumpu untundi.
Lot of families, lots of children.
Oh, aneka pilugulu aneka kutubalu unnai.
Then they went back.
Vaaru marla tirigi vellipoyaru.
Mary Joseph didn't realize Jesus is not there.
Idigo Maria Joseph gurtinchale gamanichaledu yesaya tappipoyadu.
They thought he is there.
Vaaru anukunnaru.
3 days later they find, ayyo, boy is not there.
3 rojulu ayina tarvata vaaru anukunnaru, ayyo, kumaru ledu.
They went back to the temple.
Marla alayaniki vellaru.
And they found Jesus in the temple.
Yesayenu yesay alayamlo unnadu chusaru vaaru.
First thing written in the Bible about Jesus.
యేసు క్రీస్తు గురించి బైబిల్ లో మొట్టమొదటిసారి రాయబడింది.
What is written?
ఏమని రాయబడింది?
What is he doing?
ఆయన ఏం చేస్తున్నాడు?
What is he doing?
ఆయన ఏం చేస్తున్నాడు?
Listening.
వింటున్నాడు.
What is he doing?
ఏం చేస్తున్నాడు?
Listening.
వింటున్నాడు.
First thing written about Jesus.
యేసు క్రీస్తు గురించి రాయబడిన మొట్టమొదటి.
Who is Jesus?
యేసు క్రీస్తు.
Son of God.
దేవుని కుమారుడు.
God himself.
దేవుడు ఆయనే.
What is written about him in the Gospel according to John?
యోహాను సువార్తలో ఆయన గురించి ఏమి రాయబడింది?
In the beginning was the word.
ఇదిగో ఆదియందు వాక్యము ఉండెను.
The word was with God.
వాక్యము దేవుడే.
The word was God.
ఆ వాక్యమే దేవుడే.
This word is a child.
ఇదిగో ఆ వాక్యము దర కుమారుడికి.
He wrote this word.
ఆయన ఈ వాక్యము రాశాడు.
Yet in the temple, what is he doing?
ఆయనను ఆలయంలో ఏం చేస్తున్నాడు ఆయన?
Listening
carefully. జాగ్రత్తగా వింటున్నాడు.
And asking questions.
అంతే కాదు ప్రశ్నలు అడుగుతా ఉన్నాడు.
I ask people and young people this thing.
నేను యవనస్తులను ప్రజలని మా ఇద్దరు అడుగుతాను.
When you hear the word,
దేవుని వాక్యాన్ని వింటున్నప్పుడు,
do you have questions?
నీకు ప్రశ్నలు ఉన్నాయా? ప్రశ్నలు వస్తే వాక్యాన్ని విన్నప్పుడు,
you know why you have no questions?
ఎందుకు నీకు ప్రశ్నలు రావు తెలుసా?
Because you don't listen.
Jesus
listened.
యేసయ్య విన్నాడు.
And asked questions.
అంతే కాదు ప్రశ్నలు అడిగాడు.
Both of us.
మేము ఇతరము.
Before we came into ministry,
మేము పరిచయలో రాకముందు,
We were teachers.
Teachers
he taught engineering students.
Engineering students he bodhichevaru.
I taught all the way till school to PG.
School nunchi PG class varaku bodhichevaru.
They were students.
Vallandaru vidyarthule.
But when we teach,
aithe mem bodhistunnappudu
one student or two students will ask a question.
Okaru ledha iddaru vidyarthulu prashna adutaru.
The one who asks questions.
Prashnalu adigina vaadu.
Are the ones who listen. I'm not saying you should ask me questions. But when you hear, you'll go back home. And you'll open your Bible. And you'll ask God, I heard this today. What does this mean? How does this apply to my life? We have no questions. Because we don't really listen. We don't listen. You see, in Hindi we have a word. When I go to North India, when we have a meeting like this, the pastor will say, in North India, Nepal, Bhutan, all these places, they will say, Aaj ka prarthana ka karyakram. What do we say? Karyakram. I said, there is no karyakram. Karyakram is a program.
Program.
When you go home, do you have a program? When you come to your father's house, is there a program? I say in Hindi, Parmeshwar ke ghar mein karya bhi hai, kram bhi hai, lekin karya kram nahi hai. కార్యక్రమం లేదు, కార్యం ఉంది, క్రమం ఉంది, కార్యక్రమం
లేదు.
Because when you make a karyakram, what happens? You take the Spirit of God and put him in a box. Nobody can put the Spirit of God in a box. He gives us crumb in our life. So that's why listening is so important. And asking questions is so important. Because God asks questions. I told you in the morning. Where are you? Who told you? What have you done? Three questions to Adam and Eve. Outside the garden? To Cain. Why are you angry? Why has your countenance fallen? When you come to church, you sit like this. Maybe you have a problem. But God says, why has your countenance fallen? You know, God asks questions. Why are you angry? You see, when you have a sickness, we have fever. We take two cross in our paracetamol. We feel good. Fever has gone. Disease has not gone. Fever is symptom. Disease is inside. God says, why are you angry? Why? Anger is a symptom. If you are not careful with anger, you will sin. Handle anger carefully. Handle anger carefully. New covenant, God will say, be angry but do not sin. We don't realize with our tongue we have destroyed our own lives. When we get angry, we will say anything and everything. You see, we have ears. We have eyes. And we have tongue. God doesn't deal with these the same way. In the old covenant, when the priests were ordained, their ears were anointed with blood so that they could hear. In the book of Revelation, there's a church says we have everything. everything. We need nothing. God says you have nothing. You are poor. You are blind. You are wretched. He said you need anointing for your eyes. Blood for the ears. Anointment for the eyes. But for the tongue. Neither blood nor anointing will work. Because scripture says this is the most deadliest weapon a man has. It is only fire from God's altar will clean your tongue. That's why scripture says if any man has learned to control his tongue, he's a perfect man. That's why when God asks questions, we should stop and say, Lord, what are you saying? On the day of Pentecost, for 10 days they were sitting and fasting and praying. When the Holy Spirit came, He came as a mighty wind. But what did they see? What did they see? They saw tongues of fire. That's the first thing the Holy Spirit does. If He has to take control of anybody's life, He takes control of their tongue first. Because if He can control my tongue, He cannot control my life. If you want God to control your life, then tell Lord, burn my lips with your fire every day. So that I shall be careful in what I speak. Cleanse my ears with your blood, O Lord, that I will hear your voice. Anoint my eyes with your ointment, O Lord, that I may really see who you really are. Really see who I am. And Paul's eyes were opened. He writes, there is nothing good in me. Have you seen that? Have you seen that? The older you grow in the Lord, you see yourself as a wretched person. Paul will say at the end of his life, I am the chief of sinners. Because my eyes have been opened to who I really am. We see who we really are. And we see who God is. That is growing in salvation. See who God is. When we see who God is, when we see who God we are, we'll cry out to God. I need you. I need you. Without you, I can do nothing. I really can do nothing. I know who I am. I see who you are. I want you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Cleanse my ears. Cleanse my eyes. Cleanse my tongue, Lord, so that you will have hold over my life. And God is looking for such a people who will cry out to Him. They are the ones whom God will use. Scripture, Jesus told His people, greater things than this you will do. But before that could happen, they had to be cleansed. Their ears had to be cleansed. Their eyes had to be cleansed. Tongue has to be cleansed. Then on the day of Pentecost, these simple men will stand up. And they will speak. When they speak, scripture says, people were cut to the heart. What changed them? It's the Holy Spirit. How do we need power for? Do we need power
for it?
I need power to change.
We
all want power to change our situation. We want power to change others. No. Power is so that I will change. I need to change. You will say, Lord, change my wife. No, Lord, change me. Change me. God says, when you change, then through you, I will change others. That's why we need to remove this blindfold. And say, Lord, give me a listening ear. Listening ear. Because you never know when God will speak. It may not be when we are preaching. Sometimes God speaks when you are worshipping. When the worship leader is saying something, if you are listening carefully, even though I don't understand Telugu, when you are worshipping, I'm listening to every word that is coming to get out if God will speak to me with the little Telugu I know. Because you never know when he will speak. So we have to listen. When you come into the house of God, listen. Don't get distracted. Believe. 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 Mothers, I will tell you. Believe. Every day. Put your hands over your children. Small babies. And say, Lord, when my baby goes to church, he will not disturb your house. Next day you come, child will cry louder. Don't lose faith. You go back home. Pray again. Pray again. Pray again. One day you will see. Your baby is sleeping. He doesn't disturb anyone. Because you believe. You believe. That's why scripture says nothing is impossible for the one who believes. Because your prayers are connected with hearing from God. When you leave for church, pray. Lord, when I go to your house, I commit my mind into thy hands, my body into thy hands. Let me not sleep. You are the God of my sleep. You are the God of my sleep. When I am asleep, you are God. When I am awake, you are God. Give me, Lord. Give me. I trust you, Lord. Try it. Try it. The thing is that we don't try these things. Because we don't believe. God said believe. Believe. And ask of me. And you will receive. He says you don't ask. Therefore you don't receive. And when you ask, you ask wrong. Ask this young boy sitting here. All these little fellows sitting over here. Let 2020 take place. One day cricket take place. World Cup take place. South Africa. Game is at 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning is the game. They will put the alarm. They will wake up at 3. And they will sit there like this. And when they come to church, you think they cannot? They can. You parents believe. You parents believe. And say, Lord, I commit my child into thy hands. When they go to church, they will hear. They will hear. Your mothers believe. Your wives believe for your husband. Husbands believe for your wife. Every night, including last night, every night when I go to sleep, the last thing I remember is this. My wife will put both hands over my ears. And she will pray. Lord, let him always hear your voice. And she will say, Lord, anoint his tongue. When he preaches, you speak through him. Every night. From the beginning till tonight. Without fail. She will pray. And she believes. Why don't you believe? Believe. And God's what God is saying. Believe. All things are possible with him or her who believes. Because scripture says, if he did not spare his only son for us, how much more will he give us all things? Align your mind with the mind of God. Start believing and ask God and believe and speak and pray according to what you believe. And God will start changing our lives. Our faith will grow. And as it goes stronger, stronger, power will flow. Because you believe. As I close, I'll give you one testimony. You have noticed I don't give testimonies. You have noticed I don't share testimonies. Because I don't want your faith to rest on my testimony. Your faith should rest on God's word. Some time back. Share one testimony. Long time back. I'm in Assam, Guwahati. Emergency had to come to Hyderabad. Summer season. You know, April, May. Very hot. 45, 46 degrees. No ticket. I got sleeper ticket. Very hot. I have to travel for 3 days. Temperature is 45. Rayalaseema, everywhere people are dying of heat. And I have my little daughter with whom I have to travel. I look out through the window before going to the station. And I asked the Lord, Lord, how do I travel? It is so hot. And this baby is there. And I heard him say, do you believe? I said, I believe. But what do you want me to believe? He says, what does scripture say? And I said, Lord, bring to my mind. Scripture came. Sun shall not smite you by day. You know what happened? I traveled. I came to Calcutta. Temperature was okay. From Calcutta to Hyderabad, very hot. And I saw a miracle happening. The train left. Train is going. There was a cloud above the train. I know every station in India. Because I have traveled so much. I know how many minutes each station it will stop. I know Vijayawada 20 minutes. Main line goes to Chennai. From Vijayawada it turns to Hyderabad. And at Vijayawada I went to the end of the station and looked up. The cloud was there. When the train turned to Hyderabad, the cloud turned to Hyderabad. Because we have one God. Who says if you believe. If you believe. You know what he told me? for all of Israel. I gave them a cloud. For all of Israel, I parted River Jordan. But I also parted Jordan for one man. Elijah had to cross. I parted the river for one man. I can part a river for a nation. I can part a river for one man. Do you believe? He has never changed. He has never changed. I don't say these testimonies because people will hear and they will go out and start asking all the clouds to follow. Nothing will happen and then they will lose their faith. Doesn't work like that. Faith doesn't come from commanding. Faith comes from hearing. You have to hear. You have to hear. Then you have to believe. And obey. Your miracle will come. Your miracle will come. Your miracle will come. So this night as I pray, believe. Believe. If you're not well in your body, if you're not well in your body, you need to know what God says. You don't have to turn. But you should need to know. Exodus 15:26 says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I'm the God that healeth thee. Psalm 103:6 says, I'm the God that forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Psalm 107:20 says, I sent forth my word and healed you of your disease. Malachi 4 says, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing under his wings, and you shall go out like calves fed in this
stall.
We need to learn scripture. Because you never know what scripture God will bring to your mind. And then he will tell you, stand on it. Stand on it. That's my word. Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? So believe. It's God who loves us. He loves us like nobody loves us. And he wants good things for us. Doesn't want anybody to be destroyed. But without faith, it's impossible. It's impossible. First 10. Tomorrow. Service is at 10:30
here.
What time? Come before 10:30. First step. Obey and believe the first step. Jesus will be here at 10:30. Because you agreed at 10:30. Don't come after Jesus. Come before. Come before. Little things, start putting it in order. And you will realize this walk with God is very exciting. Because you are walking with the person of God. It's exciting. Shall we pray? Please stand up. Close your eyes. If you are not well, if you are not well, if you are not well, whichever part of your body is not well, put your hand on that part. Put your hand on that part. Because scripture says,
లేఖనం అంటుంది
ఇఫ్ యు లే హ్యాండ్స్ అపాన్ ద సిక్
యో రోగుల మీద నీవు చేతులు ఉంచినప్పుడు
యూ విల్ బి హీల్డ్
నీవు స్వస్థ పొందుకుంటావు
టుడే బిలీవ్ ఫర్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్
ఈ దినమున నీకు నీవే నమ్ము నీవు
పుట్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్ ఆన్ దట్ అఫెక్టెడ్ పార్ట్
ఆ ఒక గాయపరచబడిన స్థలంలో నీ చేయి పెట్టు
అండ్ యాస్ వి ప్రే
మేము ప్రార్థిస్తున్న సమయంలో
యూ బిలీవ్
నీవు నమ్ము
యూ బిలీవ్
నీవు నమ్ము
యూ బిలీవ్
నీవు నమ్ము
అండ్ దెన్ వెన్ ఐ ప్రే ఫర్ డెలివరెన్స్
ఇదిగో విడుదల కొరకు ప్రార్థిస్తున్నాను
పుట్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్ ఆన్ యువర్ హెడ్
నీ తలపై చేతులు పెట్టు
వి విల్ బిలీవ్ దట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ దట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఇన్ యూ విల్ లీవ్ ఇన్ జీసస్ నేమ్
ఇదిగో మేము నమ్ముతున్నాము దేవునిది ఏదైతే కాదు ఈ రాత్రి వాటి అది నీలో నుంచి వెళ్ళిపోతుంది అది
Father, we just come to you. We come boldly, confidently to the throne room of grace. And we ask for mercy. I ask for mercy. We ask for mercy. We have sinned against you. Our families have sinned against you. Our forefathers have sinned against you. We all have sinned against you. We have come short of your glory. We ask for forgiveness. Merciful God, have mercy on us. Son of David, have mercy upon us. Have mercy, Lord. And I come to you, Father. With confidence, we ask our Father. We ask for healing. I speak healing into every sick body today. Be healed in Jesus' name. I take authority in the name of Jesus of Nazareth and I bind every spirit of infirmity. And I command those spirits to leave in Jesus' name. And we lay our hands upon our heads. And we claim this body for Jesus. Your word says, the body for the Lord, the Lord for the body. The body for the Lord, the Lord for the body. And I command every power of darkness to leave. The body belongs to the Lord. The body belongs to the Lord. The Lord for the body. Fill your children with your spirit. With your spirit. Fill them with your spirit. Fill them with your spirit. Nothing of the enemy will remain. We belong to you. We belong to you. Our bodies, our soul, our spirit belongs to you. And you alone. Fill us, O God. Fill us, O God. Fill us, O God. And use us, O God, for your glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. So commit your servant into thy hands, O Lord. And I pray you would anoint him. Anoint him afresh, O God. Oh, Father, that he would hear your voice. That he would hear your voice. He would hear of you. What he needs to hear from you, Lord. What you want for your people. You will hear. And I pray you will touch his tongue, anointing his tongue, that when he speaks, he will speak with power, he will speak with authority, O Lord, that there will be deliverance in your house, O Lord. There will be deliverance in this house, and you will build a people, O God. Build your people, Lord. And I pray for his wife, Lord. I pray for this dear sister, Lord. I pray, Lord, you will anoint her hands. That she will always lift the husbands of her father, Lord. Praying hands, O Lord. Praying hands, O Lord. When she lifts his hands and she prays, anointing will be released in the life of her husband. And the church will receive victory, Lord. The church will receive victory, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, we thank you, Father. We just thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father. Bless his children, Lord. That this young man will walk in your ways in the days of their youth and serve you, Lord. Come in, everyone in the church, young and old. Put a hedge of protection around them. Preserve them and keep them until the hour of your coming. Let there be a witness and a testimony in this place, oh God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Father, for using us these 2 days. Who are we, O Lord, that you are mindful of us? But we are honored, Lord. It's our privilege, Lord, to serve you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We just bless your holy name. Now we all lift our hands and we bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.